we tend to plan this and plan that and make this program and that program and then pray, oh God, bless this mess. But that's not the way the early church did it. The early church sought out God's will and they listened for the Lord. You say, how is it that you search out God's will? Let's read about it in chapter 13 of Acts, first verse. Now there were at Antioch in the church that was there prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who is called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, a Manaene who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. You see, there's a certain order that we can see here in how these people worked. First of all, they were ministering to the Lord. They were taking care of the church at Antioch and building up the fellowship. And they began fasting. And with fasting goes praying, because it says they were ministering to the Lord and fasting. And in that, the Holy Spirit communicated to them, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. You see, they sought out God's will. What did God want to do? Each one of us doesn't have a separate mission. There's only one mission. That's the mission of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is to save the world and to bring the world to repentance and to make disciples of all nations. That's what Jesus called us to do. And what we have to do is to find our place in that mission. And it has to begin with asking the Lord what we should do. We say, that sounds very strange. Well, that's the way Christians have done it for 2,000 years when they've been successful. And then in verse 3, it says, then, after they had heard from the Lord, then they had, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. That means that they made the plans after they found out what the Holy Spirit wanted them to do. I think that's a good plan for our lives. God is faithful. He will fill us with the knowledge of His will if we minister to the Lord, give ourselves to Him, and pray and fast and ask for God's will. He will help us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would fill me with the knowledge of your will. I have found this to be true, O Lord. Your plans are better than my plans. Your will is just better than my will. And so I submit my will to yours, and I ask you, O Lord, plan out my ministry, plan out my life. Let me know where I should go. I have the scripture, I have prayer, I have your spirit. I know that you are faithful. And give me the grace to do your will, O Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.